All right, we're going.
Okay, consider modifications to the agenda if there are any.
We don't have any. That's easy.
Okay, we're working on the orders, the hazardous mitigation plan. Victor is here, and we have a couple of submissions from the RFP, for the hazardous mitigation grant, and Victor, I'll turn this over to you and let you, you know, give your recommendation and answer any questions that anybody might have.
So when I first came on as emergency management director, one of the first people I've been in contact with was Alyssa Sabetto at the Windham Regional Planning Commission. She's been fantastic. She's guided me all along. Put me in touch with BEM, gone through all the training. I've spent over 75 hours to get my emergency management director certification. And while I was doing that, I found out that there was a grant available for the hazard mitigation plan, and we didn't have to do any of the paperwork. BEM did all the paperwork, and Sturkema, we did all that. Allison helped me with that. And then we submitted out for bid, and we got only two bids. One was from Alyssa from the Windham Regional Planning Commission, and the other was from another woman who's kind of an independent, almost, you know, a little bit of a fly-by-night type operation, if you will. She was a little bit less than Alyssa, but my recommendation is to go with Alyssa because we've worked with her before, Windham Regional Planning Commission, so I just think it's a no-brainer to choose her. And it doesn't matter. We can accept any bid that's higher or lower. It doesn't matter. And whatever the grant was, Alyssa's proposal came in to be covered by the grant.
We need to know the amounts of the bids.
Okay, go boss. Yeah.
And the name of the submitter.
Yep.
Okay, so the first one is the Windham Regional Commission, and that one is going to be a total of $13,100. And then the second one is SEAM Solutions.
Well, I'm sorry, say that.
SEAM, S-E-A-M, Solutions. And that one. Just grab my other phone.
He's fine. He can free range.
The anticipated cost is $12,125, but she said additional potential cost of travel as needed includes a two-hour meeting, another $400. So it's within a few hundred dollars.
Okay. And your reason for your suggestion?
My reason for Windham Regional Commission is because it's part of BEM. Obviously, they work very close, with the state, and she's worked with us before. From what I've heard, and I've heard with that, nothing but good outcome with them. And a lot of the people I've spoken to in BM highly recommended her as well, too. I even called her boss, because she's been a little busy on other projects, and I specifically said that I want Alyssa to do this one if Windham wins it. I'll just get
this. There it is, trash.
Just go get them. Go get them.
Okay, so can we get a motion or any questions?
I do. So this is a grant to write our hazard mitigation plan?
To write our hazard mitigation plan because ours expired. Uh-huh. And we need to have a hazard mitigation plan and also a local emergency management plan. If we don't have those two, I forget the exact percentage of it, but I believe
the state covers
about 75%, yeah. And we're on the hook for another 22.5% or something like that. I think is how it works. So by us doing these two, it fulfills our obligation, we can collect that over 22.5%.
And some of those tie in with some of the other townwide grants, right, too. You know, I mean, it's a feather in your cap if you have it for other things, too.
And it also helps us plan, too. She might pick up other things that could be potential problem areas and stuff like that, and it might be a grant available for it down the road or something like that we could, submit a request for that and address the problem ahead of time.
All right, so move.
We get a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Approved.
Thank
actually.
Thank you.
So well, assigned, yeah. Assigned to WRC.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I don't know that I didn't state that.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Excellent.
Guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, that was easy.
Yeah. My pleasure. I'll leave this here for you guys.
Thanks, Rick.
We're good to go.
Yep.
Yeah, or you're welcome to stay if you want, but yep. If you want to split, then that works too.
I think that's a good one.
Another time we don't have Maverick.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Take care.
You have a good one, guys.
Okay. Thanks.
Town, Forest, and Rec Area Trails and Projects Update. Continuation and discussion.
I think there's something in there from Steve.
We haven't heard anything from Bob or.
No, we got a couple of things hanging out there for Bob.
Well, I would imagine that.
The Nature Conservancy stuff?
Yeah, but I mean, if I remember correctly, the last thing we did was kick it back to them with saying, guess what?
Yeah.
This is what we want. So.
Okay, so Steve emailed Allie, said still waiting on Wadsworth for his pricing, but I went in and adjusted the pavilion cost to $180,000 account for the town's $90,000 match. Under construction pavilion kit and installation, I left $10,000 for ground prep under site work. Between the town contributing $90,000 towards the match and the pavilion, all the volunteer match Softa has baked in, I was able to lower some of the volley match hours and add a bit of padding to the trail cost, consumable signage. I was able to raise the ask to $240,000 from $212,000 to give us some padding. I still think we're going to end up around $215,000, but I would rather ask for the $240,000. So that's his update. Yeah, I mean, you guys are welcome to read this, and there's a report attached as well if you want to look at any of the numbers. But it's probably his breakdown of how he.
Yeah, this is that same.
Yeah. Basically, he's asking for $240,000.
Right, and he plans to submit this the end of this week.
Yeah. So I think he's just looking for our blessing to present that to them. And
good to me.
We do.
Make a motion to accept that. So he's waiting on. Oh, is that something that needs to be approved, or does he need to finish up the issue with Wadsworth and the?
Well, I think he's.
I don't think he needs to because Wadsworth didn't give us a budget.
Right.
You know, if we go with. You know, pavilion kit, $120,000, installation of $55,000. You said site work, I mean, he doesn't have enough in there for site work for the pavilion, probably, but maybe if we put it by the volleyball court, we can put it on those heel gears or something, drop them in and then.
You still haven't picked the site yet, or?
No.
Yeah.
Once the snow melts, we'll get back out there and convince Allie.
So there's a first and second on that
spot? No, not yet. Yeah, I'll make a motion.
Well, he already made a motion to approve it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, that's okay. I mean, if you want to second it.
Yeah, I will second it.
Cool. All in favor?
Aye.
Perfect.
We need signatures?
It doesn't. He doesn't really show a signature page.
No, I mean, this looks to me like four or five copies of the same budget.
Yeah, I think he's just looking for our blessing to submit it at that figure, at that dollar figure, is how I understand it.
Last one he did, he had a signature.
Okay.
Need to get back to you.
But I didn't see this one, so.
Okay, and then I guess there's nothing else new on the continuation of the trails or anything. We haven't heard anything else. So.
No, we can go on.
Okay, road crew transfer station issues. Consider resignation of Scott Marcus and appoint and hire a transfer station attendant.
He said that he was going to do that. And
Scott.
He talked with Mark.
Scott
was going to just step aside. And he talked to Mark about it and told him that was the case. And Sue made it sound the same way. But then he made it sound to Mark like he was going to come in to, talk to the board and tell him he was sorry it's drug out so long or whatever. But I haven't got anything more from him than that. I called a couple times and nothing. I got any response, so I don't know.
Left a message or anything?
So
I talked to Sue. The first time I left a message, she didn't hear, but he apparently did. And then the second time I talked to Sue, and then afterwards he talked with Mark, and Mark told me a little bit about it. And that's pretty much
it. Right,
but we don't have an official resignation from him.
No.
Not at this point. And you were thinking we ought to just wait until we have a full board anyway, I think. So.
Well, I mean, if we want to just decide how we're going to move forward, whether we're just going to promote Mark or if we're going to advertise it or how we want to do it, and first we need the official resignation from Scott, so I guess it's kind of a viewpoint tonight anyway. I think my understanding from Mark is he's willing to hang in and do whatever we ask him to do, and I think I get the impression that if the job is offered to him, he will take it.
I'm pretty sure he will.
So, oh yeah, no, I don't. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he impressed upon me that he was interested. If we go that route, we just got to decide whether we're going to go that route or whether we advertise it locally or whether we just promote from within or whatever. And then I think we'll also have to deal with one way or the other. Whatever may be retroactively owed to him as far as the personnel policy is concerned, like leave or whatever,
Well, yeah, and that's what Allie's.
Right, that's one of Allie's concerns. And
he's not.
And he's been a part-time guy for a year almost.
Yeah,
and her discussion with the outside auditors and payroll and such. That's too bad. He's in that position and it's not offered, and so he doesn't get those things until he's moved into that other position. It's the way I understood. Pretty much.
That's what he wants to do.
Yeah, he wants to stay. Fine.
So,
I love that.
He doesn't want to.
Right.
But also,
I think he owes it to us to come talk to us.
Yeah.
I think at the same time, he's probably grappling with the fact that he can't do it.
Yeah.
Even though he really wishes he could.
Right. Yeah.
So yes.
If you wanted more members, you got Larry will be back for the next one and then I'll be back in April.
Well, at this point I think no matter how many members we have, we're kinda in the lurch anyway, so I guess we can just continue business as usual until we have Scott's resignation. Maybe the full board will be back and we can all decide I think the three of us are capable of deciding. I just thought.
Yeah.
I think either way.
Why don't we send him a letter? Send a certified letter.
He was going to, do one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'd love to have you, but we got to know.
Yeah.
If you can do it, you want to do it, it's yours. If not, we need to know and move on with.
It just popped into my head that, that might not be the best way to word that letter. We might, not that we want to push him out, but, you know, if we extend the olive branch per se, because I think if you read the writing on the wall, he can't do it. You know?
He knows better. I mean, I haven't seen him.
I don't know.
I don't know how he's getting around.
I don't know.
But, I mean, if we just make a letter that, hey.
I'll talk to Sue again and see if he won't talk to me. Last time I called, it was, you know, Sue didn't see.
But if you put it in a letter and say, hey, please respond by such and such a date so that we can, you know, where we're headed. You know,
yeah.
I don't see where that's a problem. And then he knows there's a, he doesn't respond.
Yeah.
You know, it's what it is. Well, it's not really fair to keep Yankton Mark around like this either.
I mean, no.
He really ought to.
Do we have any, you know, rules about, like, are we required to post a job?
It's kind of a gray area. Some place, especially when you've got someone you can move up that's already in the position.
Yeah.
If we were hiring someone fresh off the street, we should, for full time or permanent part time, then probably we should do that.
Yeah.
So, but with this, I would think.
Right, if we decide that.
I don't think when Scott took over, I don't think it was really formally advertised, but it was more like word of mouth that he had expressed interest, mm-hmm. So we just kind of offered it to him. But I don't think it was like
I just wasn't done sure in the legal. You know, like
no, it's a good question. I mean,
procurement policy
because you know. we have advertised certain positions in the past,
yeah.
Like for highway and. When we hired Tim, we did, and,
right.
and when they hired Stuart and I, we did. I mean, they were all advertised.
I mean, in this town, we like to hire townspeople if we can.
Right.
I mean, Christ, we don't have a big pool.
Right. And I think Scott had just let it be known that he was interested when he knew that Jason was leaving the area.
Yeah.
So it worked out well. I mean, he just kind of slid in, you know.
I don't know, there's, like, Ken Tuttle was interested in it, so maybe with more than one local, they're interested.
Yeah.
My point to it. It's kind of a up in the air kind of thing.
Well, I guess the option for tonight would be that we just table it until we hear from Scott, and then we'll go from there, you know.
Okay.
So we're going to send him a letter? We can't?
I'll talk to Sue first. And
she doesn't pick up the phone and talk, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that might be cleaner, too. I mean, I don't know if a letter is going to
get
his hair up a little bit.
Yeah,
I mean,
also seems...
and if he doesn't respond to that, then we have to. But if we...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I know. If he won't talk to us, then you send a letter.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a...
No, I know you're not.
No, but at the same time, we have to...
Scott, I wish he would stay. If he can't, he's
right.
Yeah, when I can't do my job, somebody's gonna have to do it too. It's like it is what it is, you know.
Yeah,
they're probably gonna have to beat you down with a stick to get you to stop doing it half-assed.
All right, so we'll just.
If I can't believe it, I don't want to stop too.
Table that. I'm gonna just hand this around. I just need signatures. This is the annual financial statement that I have to send in with that grant for the paving. Those are just the figures that's on our approved budget at town meeting. So I would have had you do it then, but we couldn't do it till after the meeting. So,
which I did drop all the stuff down in your office.
Oh, cool. Thank you.
What's that, the financial?
It's that annual financial plan we have to do for District 1.
Physical therapy places. It
comes along with all that other stuff that we do for the grants. The other thing, Steve came to discuss, I had brought up last month that he was interested in helping us out, so I think now we just have to discuss like a rate of pay, and So hit, like, that pay rate doesn't include benefits, and I think, like, when we did Grayson, we just, we chose, Allie and I talked about it the other day, but that's almost 5 years
old. Yeah.
You know, so I think it ended up somewhere around 23 or 24 an hour.
Back then?
Yeah. As an example, I think the transfer station attendant gets 26 and change now, but we need to see what Steve's willing to do. And again, you know, this is a, you know, there's no benefits involved with it, so I don't know how we, you know. You know, when I asked Allie about it, Allie said, well, it's kind of up to you guys what, you know, basically you guys come up with it and I'll pay him that. You know, I mean, it's really not her, you know, but.
That's 23 adjusted 4% five times. What is it?
26.85.
I mean.
Does that work for you, Steve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, just for filling when you're.
Yeah, yeah. And like if they need you for a storm or like, you know, or if any of us were out, it's just nice to know that somebody's there to give us a hand, or if I need a, if one of the guys needs to hand with a tree some night or something. You know, no, seriously though, I, you know, sometimes, you know, we have a call thing, but even then that, you never know where, you know. Tim had to go pick up his daughter. I got to wait a little longer. It's nice to just have somebody close or whatever, right. You know. And well, I'll also have to get, you're going to have to study now because I'll have to get you drug tested.
Perfect.
Which is, so just study, you know, what,
yep.
Hit the books, you know, whatever. Yep. You, I'll let you know when that's going to happen.
Just do a variety.
Yeah.
You never know which one they want.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Yeah. When I know that DISA thing has changed a little bit because they're having so much trouble, it's hard to coordinate them to come to the site to do it, but I think I can. And Tim has an open test right now.
Oh.
So what I'll try to do is see if I can line you guys up, and I'll send you a text. They come and go and do your business, and you're on your way.
Cool.
So,
sure.
And then sometime come in. You got to go over the personnel policy and sign.
It's pretty simple.
Get some stuff. Got to pull some stuff out for Allison.
Okay.
There's not a lot of other road crew stuff. I'll have all this paperwork into the state this week, and then starting next week, you know, I'll be gone for a few weeks. I have the contact information for the Bronson guy on Penny Avenue, and I need to talk to him before I can just go ahead and shut that down, because if he's using that camp, I can't isolate him. So,
how's it getting?
I didn't go up it. Well, when I went up it was really early this morning, so it was still hard, but it's going to go to crap. They're all going to. They're going to start getting like slimy to start with.
Yeah.
Tim was doing some loader work up there today and trying to make some holes in the snowbank and push, you know, push some things back. And
it's cold again after tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know that it was anything imminent. I just thought that way if while I am out, if Stuart just makes the call to put the barricades up, we can. Yeah. But that's a little bit of a glitch now because he uses that camp. And
he's been up there this winter?
Yeah, yeah, the last two or three winters he's been coming up. And, like, the problem is if he's going to use that camp, we're probably not going to be able to close it because we can't barricade it down by his house and rely on signs because they drive by signs that we're standing right next to, you know. So, so hopefully maybe he's done. We'll see, you know. We'll,
so what is it? Ben's going to give him a call or something?
No, I'll give him a call. I have his information, and Corey gave me his contact info. I used to do it through Rich and Carol. Because it's her nephew, but I don't want to bother them in Florida. They're on vacation. I'll reach out to this guy directly, and it's probably easier that way. And then if something doesn't, but there's not the other thing is this, the update on the Grout Pond Grant. There's still not a lot of change, but there is kind of a push in this archaeological study out there In order for UVM to perform this, they need to do it in a certain timeline. I don't know if the snow's going to be off the ground in time for them to, you know, get it done in their timeline, but they're doing their best. So there's not a lot new to report. We're going to have to just keep plodding along with that, and then we'll also have to see what happens with the funding. I mean, if the federal funds get pulled, the whole thing may go on the shelf for a while. So there's not really a lot new to report. We're just still kind of...
When are they planning on doing this archaeological?
Well, I think UVM, I think, wants to do it, like, before June, you know, but, you know, and then... You know, if they actually find something out there, I don't know what that means. That could hold it up even more. If they, in these sensitive areas that... I don't know if they even know, Boomer, but the problem is when you do these federally funded grants, there's this thing called ARPA. It's, yeah. And they have to put it out to them. For the same reason that they have to put it out to the bat biologists and the fish biologists, you know. So if they somewhere,
it wouldn't have been a problem, but I know, like that old foundation at the end down there is right on the road.
The federal process, you know.
Somewhere back in history, they identified a couple of sites on that map, and they're concerned about them. So they're I mean, they may dig and find nothing, or they may dig and find the battery from a tractor. Who knows, you know, but I guess we got to play the game in order to get the money. So I guess it's still kind of like, it's still ongoing, but it's still a neutral, I guess, is the best way for me to describe it to you. Mm-hmm. So there's really not, you know, much else as far as I'm concerned. I did notice, I don't know if this is the right time, but there are a couple of fleet permits here. There's one from RK Miles, there's one from David Shaves Excavating, and one from GW Tatro Construction. So if I can just get a motion to approve those, it's just one signature on them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Bingo.
Should have put in something and denied the RK one.
Yeah, I already denied the WW one.
Do we actually submit one?
No.
I was going to say.
No.
It's just,
it's a standard thing. They may not do anything, but some of these companies send them out to every town and state.
Oh.
Like Renault Brothers will send them out. Shaves sends them out every year. Peckham usually sends them out. It's really a formality. So
it's just, you know, that you give the permit and they have to provide proof of insurance that they covered they screwed up one of the roads.
Yeah. So anyway.
They usually send the check back.
But there's not really much else for that. So, Steve, I'll work with you on getting you tested.
I'm gone the third week of April, 12th to the 19th.
You're gone? Yeah, cool.
Yeah, like just in case you haven't.
Hoping I'm back by then.
Yeah.
But we'll see. You never know. All right, number six is appointment, ZBA, DR Holtman Boomer, Emergency Management Director Victor, Ethics Liaison Kent Young, Dog Warden Poundkeeper Pat Salo, Tree Warden Al DuPell, DB Fiber Rep Dale Niederhauser, and Alternate Betsy Wadsworth. Wyndham Solid Waste Rep is Kent Young. WRC Reps are Renee Mulkey and Erica Reynolds. Can we get a motion to
approve
those?
Second.
Aye.
Consider approval of town meeting minutes.
So on that, there might be a couple of things. I don't know if selectmen need to sign anything in those. See the one with DB Fiber right here in that WRC. It might be a chair signature, if not.
Yeah, it just says David Select Board Action and a signature.
Right.
And it looks like this is the Select Board Chair. Yeah, so okay. It's just a single signature.
Just sign all off the line.
Okay.
So Coop's going to be back, huh?
He's supposed to be back on Wednesday, I think.
Yep.
What?
Yep.
Yeah? Cool.
Here you go, Ken. Well, it's smaller.
And W.R. Shooter, who signs for those?
Just came up to Shooter?
Yeah. Is that a chair signature for the CMS, for the WRC?
I don't see anything for them. Or I just gave it to you. Yeah, yeah, I'm sorry. I just gave it to you. Yeah.
You signed more than...
Did I miss one?
No.
Okay.
You did one.
Consider approval of town meeting minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Consider town hall and rec area requests. Do we have any?
There's one there on the...
Yes, orders. There's Pathfinders want to do their end of season dinner March 29th.
You with?
Motion?
I don't think there's anything else.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
Second.
All in favor? Bingo. Review, consider approval of selectmen's minutes from 2:24 and 3:04.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
And then any other business? And again, I'll be out starting Monday. So Stuart and the guy, you know, they don't think I do.
Next meeting, we'll have a bunch of liquor licenses to go through.
Actually, Kent, I don't see it on the agenda, but I did see your note. Do we want to set a night for the bids tonight? Or do we have time?
We did that last year in April, I think, didn't we?
Tried to do it a little bit earlier.
Yeah, are we going to do it the same this year? Because we got to have time to get stuff out, mailed around, and your road stuff.
Yeah,
you know, all that.
Yeah.
Saving.
I mean, I could put that together this week.
Okay, so. But we need to have the date set before we mail anything out. Do you want to do it the last one in April?
Yeah.
And you got plenty of time to get everything done?
What did we do last year? You got it there or no?
Taking it through here.
I think the sooner the better.
Yeah, I was thinking it was the second meeting in April. May 8th was what we did.
So we can do it by the end of April. I mean, easily. Yeah. Like I said, I'll put all my stuff together this week, and then it's done.
I know the mowing thing kind of came up last year.
Yeah.
To get that out early so they can get
the schedule. The only other bid that I have to get together, aside from the normal ones, is we got to bid out 7 culverts over on Brazier's Way like we did last year.
Right. And with that, don't you need, between that and the paving, don't you like to have a snow off before you
get it? It's nice if we can, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So you think the last minute of April for everything?
Yeah, I should be fine. That'll give us time. It's still going to be ahead of what we used to do, because it always used to be like the first in May. Right. So.
I'm just going to make sure.
Yeah,
28. Al's back or Coop's around. But Coop's around will be here and then gone in 2 weeks.
So Al said he was going to be gone for all of March, so he's supposedly going to be back for the April 14th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'll get working on that tomorrow. I can blow that out. I may just have to get your help on that one document that I'm having trouble finding. If we can just shoot that back, I can edit that, and we're all set. And in any other business, and I was going to suggest that maybe we talk about if we're doing the summer party with Steve and all that kind of stuff.
You got something for
Al, too. Yeah, that's going to be for Al, I think. Do the party at the rec area and do it for him.
In recognition.
And we'll have a big, well, my understanding was we're going to commemorate the shitter in his name.
Okay.
Yeah, throw them. I was laughing about it.
We'll get a plastic gold seat.
No, what I'd really like to get, we've been talking about for frickin' ever, for the town hall, is get a kegerator refrigerator. That'd make his freaking life.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
For the town hall?
Why not? That's what he's always wanted.
I have no problem.
We spend money all kinds of shit. Why don't we just get a kegerator? That'll give the order something. What? That's right. We did. A lot of people drink heavily in this town, and we need to have lots of food.
Do we keep a keg in it at all times?
Well, you don't have to, but if you want to get one, you got one.
You got a keg, you got to get a pool table to put over there.
That's a lot to do.
Well, it's fine with me. And on a more serious note, I wondered, and this would be a good time to talk about it when he's not here, but should there be like some type of a plaque made or something like that? Do we want to consider
the memorial shit?
All right. Do we want to like?
He should be acknowledged. That's a hell of a long time to do this stuff.
I mean, I thought about it. I was like, I won't make 50 years on the select.
Why won't you?
Because I'm 40 fucking 3 and I'm going to be dead before 90.
Well, how about that?
You know what I'm saying? It's a long ass time.
You're around 23, 24 years now.
Yeah, so
I'm at 26, and you're probably 27, right? 27.
At the end of this term, it'll be 30. It'll be my 10th 3-year term. Okay.
Cooper's never off, right? He's been on forever.
He missed a couple of years.
They got out. They voted him out 1 year. They
voted him out.
Yeah, he got beat. Know, he got beat 1 year. Crap was going on with Rona, like Rona and that and Bob and that whole.
Before I got on.
He's
been on for
a while. Yeah, it was even before I got on, and then he got back on, and then I went on in '98.
Yeah, I think I went on like 2001. Maybe.
Yeah, something.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if we would want to consider, something with the rec area. I mean, he was pretty instrumental in the rec area.
Do we name it after him?
Well, that's what I wondered. Or if there was a part of the rec area where we could do kind of a nice.
We put the pavilion on the volleyball court and name it after. Be like
he wants it on the basketball court. That's why I said
He's been involved with a lot of the stuff, but that the rec area was kind of like always his little project. You know, I mean he put a lot into it. He really has. I mean, sometimes a little too much, but all in all, I mean he's. He's been very interested in it.
No, I think we. Obviously we're a little ways out on it, but we certainly named that pavilion after him.
No. I think he's going to be out. You and I were talking about that on the phone today. I think he's thinking about getting the Tennessee and being there.
Yeah.
Well, you said that. It would also kind of make sense. You know, he might have been hanging on to hit 50.
Yeah, but I think he had some stuff he had to iron out, with Millie and JJ's, JJ's doing well and down there, and I think he had some back debts and shit.
Whatever.
He has some triggers with his Social Security, sell the house, own enough cash, and we'll be back. How old is he? 84? 84? Yeah.
Jeez. He can drive a.
He actually does quite well for his age.
He
hasn't. I think he might have gained 10 or 15 pounds over the years, but other than that, he's.
But as far as he's just as ornery up here as he ever was.
I think I remember the first time I met him was at like the first Christmas party after we moved in. He had that fucking hand on the roof like this. In his pajamas.
Yep.
I think the first time I ever saw him, he stood up and waved naked on his front porch.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, Al.
A lot of people first meet him naked.
Okay. All right. And then, Steve, what are you What are your thoughts as far as like have we talked about some dates, but did we?
You haven't pinned down anything.
Yeah.
We kind of wanted to wait till after Memorial Day, and then we kind of wanted to wait till like maybe middle summer.
When did we do it last year?
Well, we did it after Labor Day last year, right. And the reasoning, I think, was because we thought that during the summer it's hard to nail people down on vacations and a lot of people are away, and it just happened to be a particularly cold weekend. Yeah. Like, sometimes there's weekends in September that are beautiful, and that one kind of sucked. It was cold and rainy and nasty. And
it's usually a pretty good time of year, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't plan for weather.
And we just kind of felt like when school is out, people are more likely to be like, you're in Maine, you go travel with your kids, everybody kind of, so we're like, well, we hate to see someone miss it. Not that somebody's always going to have to miss it. Unfortunately, I mean, it's just not going to work for everybody. But I don't care when we do it. I'll do my best to make sure I'm there.
Is there any thoughts on the date that ended, like more of a midsummer, late summer, late early fall?
How does Labor Day fall this year? Because sometimes it falls really, it could be as much as like 7 days different sometimes, because sometimes it's almost more like the second weekend. Not that I'm suggesting Labor Day be the weekend, but.
Also, did some pricing on the commercial grill.
It's on the map.
Cool.
Did Sam's Club has a really nice grill and slash grill on one corner.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
$500. And it's commercial grade.
Labor Day is the first this year.
The first?
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot earlier, right?
It's a week. I mean, it's usually the second.
Yeah, sometimes it's around the 6th, roughly. Yeah, I mean, it can be, depending upon... But I actually even think that I think Memorial Day is early this year. I think, not that we were thinking of Memorial Day, but sometimes they fall. They can almost be like a week difference.
Memorial Day.
Oh yeah.
Memorial Day is the 26th.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say
I don't care.
I'm inclined to say we just stick with the same weekend we did.
What was the exact day in September last year?
I think it was more towards the middle, wasn't it? Around like the 15th?
Yeah.
Roughly.
The weekend after Labor Day.
But if we did the weekend after, because like that year that we did that party for Coop right after Labor Day, it was beautiful. Yeah. You know, remember we had the one over here? And it was fantastic, but you can't always count on that.
I mean, what if we did the weekend after Labor Day?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
The one thing I would say is... If we, I know Kent loves stuffing envelopes. If we send out an invite, in mid-April or, May or something, like a save the date.
Yeah.
We
set it for July 19th already.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because I knew Al was adamant that we do it during the middle of the summer, the night he was talking about it. But.
Okay.
So we already picked a date.
Yeah.
July 19th.
Look at us fucking go.
We're doing great.
Have a two part.
Well,
yeah. Well, two, that's right.
That's what we'll do with all the other pigs. July 19th it is. You should probably get those save the date cards out there.
Can't
you
do that? Jesus.
Yeah. I'll be here anyway. Come out and stuff. And I'm listening to stuff. So I priced that grill. If we want to look at it or whatever.
Yep.
Are we gonna do same kind of scenarios last year? Or try to do some different. We can do our own music, hire music, bouncy house, tent, food. What do we think on food from last year to this year?
What did we say? I think we felt like the DJ was great, but. We could probably save the money on a JBL and
just get a couple of Makita speakers or something.
Yeah.
Do something. And if somebody has a playlist or something.
Yeah, I mean, he did a nice job, but.
Save $1,000.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, I think the food was good.
Yeah. I thought the food was great. So, yeah.
I mean, I think we had, you know, more pig than we needed, but how many did we do? Two?
Two. We got to one.
We did, maybe if we did one and then supplement it with, like, what you did. And
yep, more sausage.
Or something like that. Yeah. Or get some sausage or something like that. Yeah. Yeah, I thought that was great.
Will probably be a tenth more so than.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The weather scared a lot of people last year. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would almost be tempted to.
What, chicken stew?
Yeah, I think you're going to need at least as much food as you had last year, not less.
He's going to really big chicken.
Well, I mean, the thing, we didn't touch that second pig.
Dozen of eggs, they are still big.
I mean,
we didn't touch the second pig.
Oh, we did?
No, we never even got it.
Like, how would you?
I mean, I would be kind of tempted to say, I mean, how much are the pigs? They're not crazy money.
325, but I'm sure they're going to go up after what's going on.
Yeah.
I mean, how would you cook chicken?
I don't know. We probably, come up with a rotisserie somewhere. We cook them there.
Yeah, I mean, the grills that the Wardsboro Fire Department have are great. They require a little bit of work.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, it and, you know, that whole pit system and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, I mean, not suggesting that cooking chicken is out of your realm, but you can ruin a batch of them really fast. You know,
yeah.
You'd almost want to get a little, unless you've ever done that like that,
right.
You know.
Yeah.
But there are other ways to cook a chicken. You know, there's.
I mean, not that this is necessarily how you want to do it, but you can. There's 12 cooker turkeys in the town hall. Like, we had a bunch of people over a couple weeks ago, and I just did them in the oven, but I just pulled the chicken, you know, same as you pull the pork.
Yeah.
And so then all you gotta do is just
roast
it in an oven.
Yeah. Or they, like, one thing that Mike Fontaine does a lot of things, and he did it at Grayson's wedding and our wedding too, is like he does those chicken thighs and they just grill them.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with bones, and so he kind of like marinates them, and they come out pretty good.
Yeah,
you know? So
maybe
we could throw some chicken in with it too, you know.
Yeah. He actually reached out and asked if we had any interest in asking him if he was wanted to join.
I think that'd be great. Mike does a great job.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But I think that grill is a good idea just for town functions, and it's not a lot of money. I mean,
yeah. I mean, we did the pig up top. We could do like
the burgers and that kind of stuff down there. Yeah.
Or we could do side and side. You could do one thing, and we could do the other. And
yeah.
Kind of like a little.
Yeah, the kegerator there too.
I would say.
We're gonna have to put this kegerator on like some big wheels so we can wheel it around or whatever.
Yeah.
Put it in the rec area's ranger.
Get a long hose so we can have one power tower.
Right, yeah. So
fire department wants a new one.
So do we need a motion for Steve to purchase that grill? Or are we? I mean, I'm fine with this.
I can bring some paperwork and hand it in just so we know what we're looking at.
Okay.
Can everyone take a look at it?
Sure.
And as long as everyone likes it, we'll get it.
I trust your judgment.
And, yeah.
And then if there's other things that we need this year, was there anything else that we were lacking last year that we thought?
I think there was a couple things that we, like silly things, like maybe it was plates or something. There's some, maybe it wasn't plates, but something simple that we're like, oh, shoot, we forgot this.
Yeah. We can work through that.
Yeah.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Maybe do it the same place as last year?
Yep.
Yep.
And same, you want to do tents again, probably?
I think so.
Same too.
Yeah, because if it does drizzle or sprinkle, it gives you a way to get underneath.
If it's hot.
And it also keeps you in the shade, too, you know.
Yep. Okay, so music, we'll just do our own. Bouncy house?
Yeah.
I think it was fun.
Yeah.
And, I mean, if it's not raining, the kids will be all over. But,
yeah.
It's all coming back to me now. I brought Holton's kids and my kids back to my house, and I get back there, and Deacon Brecker dressed in Maggie's clothes to say we're soaking wet with rain.
I would probably just be
and I'm fine with Mike Fontaine if we want to incorporate that. That's fine.
Yep.
You know.
And yeah, however you want to dance down.
Because Mike does a really good
Dan
job.
Boyd, Mike Fontaine.
They just kind of poked in, and I was like, oh, we just started talking one day. And he asked how the event went. And then, because they'd actually asked him first, and then he was like, oh, I'll just come. I'm like, oh, okay. I said, I'll help you. And then he's like, oh, how'd you go? I'm like, good. Oh, what are you doing next year?
Have him on.
Yeah,
that's fun. Yeah, yeah. Mike does a really good job. Yeah, anything I've ever been to, he does it.
Talk to him about it now.
And yeah. And
he just shot me a message.
And he's also, Mike's pretty good at estimating the amount of stuff you need too. You know, as far as like, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
got a sidekick there too. What the hell is his name? He's a good shit.
Buddy?
Huh?
Buddy?
You mean, or? No, not Buddy. It's Goki.
Oh yeah, it's another one. Yeah.
Is that's who did Chris and Devin's work?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they work together a lot.
Yeah, he did ours. Yeah. It's his brother-in-law, so.
Yeah.
His daughter doesn't help him that much anymore because she's grown up. I mean, she helps him cut a lot of meat and stuff, but.
Yeah.
You know, but she used to help him quite a bit. But I think now that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's great. I think that'll be fun.
And salads, everyone was happy with the salads last year?
That was great.
Okay. Where'd they come from? Tony?
Tony.
Yeah.
Oh, and he was Tony's again?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully it's not wet.
Yeah. Anything else? Are we happy with the dance floor? Everyone like the dance floor? Just small little things?
I don't know. I was going to say, I don't know that we need a dance floor. I mean, that being said, I don't particularly care if we have it or don't have it, you know?
I don't think it really got used much. Once it did.
Yeah.
I don't think it was used that much. But
mm-hmm.
We're talking about 40 and 50-year-old white people. You know, dance.
Sure. Anything else? Anybody else? Something that you want to add to it?
No, but we'll probably think of something. I mean, yeah. Along the way, we could. This is a good way to kick it off, and then
yeah.
You know.
Great. So July 19th.
And we can also put the word out if anybody wants to help Steve, and you know, or be involved in it anyway.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun. It's a good time.
Well, hopefully, it's a nice day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always fun when you plan something this far out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
people will get together with a couple of us and just get like a fire pit for, you know, and bring down there and kind of have when we start.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, this year the difference will be we're probably not likely to be able to get corn at that time. So it's a little early, you know, but there's something else I'm sure that can be done.
Probably hook us up.
There might be some in Mass. You know, you may be able to get corn out of Mass. Yeah, you know,
and that's where all that came from.
Around everywhere.
Yeah.
That's where that.
Yeah, because that was good. The corn was really nice. Yeah. You know, and
yeah, I'll see. I'll be down that way. I can ask. I do some trucks around the farmer that's right there. So
yeah. Yeah.
I was close to
them. Yeah.
Awesome.
Cool.
Well, you're going to want to purchase this grill soon, right? So you just got to let us
know.
Yeah. I'll be having a check for you.
Certainly tell him to do it now and
approve
it.
Yeah, that's right.
Not that expensive.
Pick what you want.
Just do it.
We trust it.
Yeah, you guys can do that now.
That's what it looks like.
Nice. Perfect.
Yep.
Yeah, that looks great.
Yeah,
that'll be
nice. E-burner, like, just a screenshot.
Yeah, that'll be cool. Good to have.
But it's at Sam's Club, and it's in Albany, so I can run to Albany. That's
awesome.
So I just figured
to... So a new grill for how much?
$500, plus tax, so whatever. See, I don't know.
Where tax is in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just have Ellie give you the number.
Okay.
Or have her give you the credit card. You know, and then you don't have to lay out anything and she doesn't have to reimburse you.
Okay.
And if you can get it here by Wednesday, we'll have breakfast on the garage.
All right, OSHA. Yeah, I guess it's a fresh weekend.
But I will be charging for eggs, though.
These old questions, which costs more, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you don't, I mean, just keep in touch, Steve. You know, as far as the, you know, I mean, if
as you, you know, we'll help you with what we did last year.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Yeah, that'll be fun. That was a good time.
And everybody came kind of in the morning to help clean up.
Yeah. No, it worked out really good. Yeah, it was cool. It was a fun time. I got a lot of people telling me that they really enjoyed it. They thought it was really nice that we
did
it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was nice to see some of the people in town that I've never met before. It was kind of, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I think that's the last thing on the agenda. If there's nothing else, I'll ask for a motion to adjourn.
So I'll move.
Second.
Cool.